The leaked draft of a U.S. Supreme Court opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade, allowing states to decide whether abortion is legal, is cheering anti-abortion advocates in Florida and rousing Democratic leaders to political action. John Stemberger is president of the Florida Family Policy Council in Orlando. He's cautious because it's just a draft, but says the decision is huge and historic.
Some of us have worked our entire lives to see this moment. It's almost surreal to experience it and to understand that it's actually happening. And so it's a good day for Florida. It's a good day for the United States that we're moving toward life and away from death.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis dodged the question of an outright ban, focusing on Florida's new law prohibiting abortions after 15 weeks. The Florida Constitution has its own right to privacy supporting abortion rights. Representative Anna Escamani of Orlando expects a challenge to the 15-week ban in state court. She and other Democrats are issuing a political call to arms.
We have to make sure that Americans and Floridians understand what is at stake. That when you don't vote, you are not only giving up your voice and giving up your power, but you're giving up your rights.
Representative Kelly Skidmore of Boca Raton says that while the draft opinion is, quote, like a dagger in your heart, it is also rallying the troops.
We're ready to go to battle. We're putting our armor on, and we need the rest of this state and the rest of this country to join us so that we can end this raid on women's rights.
Joe Burns, WMFE News.